Dead Even, River City Short Stories, written by Frank Zaffiro, narrated by Sharon Bond, Dan And, David Temple, Craig Jessen, and Frank Zaffiro. To my Nana, who has always been there with love and good cheer. Foreword. Hey folks, Frank Zaffiro here for the foreword to the audio edition to A Dead Even, River City number 8. Instead of reading to you what I wrote for the digital and print edition, I thought I might just share three different things with you really quickly. One is the reason you are reading a book of short stories and not a novel, as the 8th book in the River City series. Two is to give proper credit to the narrators for the stories that they are narrating. And lastly, a little bit about where this book lands in the timeline of River City. Okay, first, the short story collection versus novel question. For 7 books in the River City series, which if you are a constant reader slash listener, you will know, are all novels, ensemble cast, multiple viewpoints, although arguably Katie MacLeod is the core of the series for most of it. For reasons that you can read more about on my blog, just go to my website if you're interested, I decided to roll into the main series all of the standalone novels and short story collections that take place in River City. Why did I do this? The short version is because they're all River City stories, and some of them are kind of important, but I wasn't covering those things in the main series. So adding these short stories, adding the standalone novels into the series really fills in a lot of gaps in the timeline and either allows you to learn more about characters than you might have otherwise learned, or some of them get some face time that they never got in the main books. And certain events get covered in much greater detail. Events that you will read about in this collection and see that some of them are layers within layers. That's all I'll say. I don't want to give any spoilers. So that's why you are now reading a short story collection instead of a novel. There are a couple other short story collections in the series, and the rest are novels. All right, I hope that makes sense to you. If it doesn't, as I said, the blog on my website explains it in greater detail if you are so inclined. All right, really quickly, I do want to give proper credit to the narrators for each of these stories that you're about to listen to. Sharon Bond narrated all 3 stories in the Katie MacLeod section. Dan And narrated both stories in the Paul Hero section. And Craig Jessen narrated all 5 stories in the Dominic Bracco section. The Finch and Elias section has multiple narrators. Dan And narrated Be My Santa Baby. David Temple narrated Finch and Elias, The Bastard Mummy, and Core Issue. And I narrated The Worst Door. And finally, just a word about timing within the timeline of River City. It's generally easy to plop a novel down where it goes in the timeline, even if it tends to take place over a number of years. The 12th River City novel, Chisholm's Debt, is a great example of that. It starts in 2004. But most of it takes place in 2010, and so this is where I put it in the timeline at the 2010 position. Short stories are a little bit tougher to do because they don't all take place at exactly the same time or over the same stretch. You'll discover this with the other collections as well, but those in Dead Even tend to take place between 2004 and 2007. Now, River City number 9, the next book in the series, takes place in 2005. So, as you can see, some of these